Hello, this is Deacon Fook Fan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. And thank you for joining me in praying the Novena to Christ the King. Today we pray day 4 of the Novena. The Solemnity of Christ the King is on November 20th, so this Novena goes from November 11th to November 19th. The intention for day 4 of the Novena to Christ the King is, may Christian witness in the face of attacks on our churches convert hearts to faith in Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, our Sovereign King, the beginning and the end of all things, you have made your church to be a people that bear witness to the goodness and beauty of your kingdom. By your Holy Spirit, you have united us as one body, called to live as one family of God. Fill our hearts with your grace, that we would be close to you, by being close to the vulnerable and the marginalized. Give us the patience to share one another's burdens, and give us the courage to always be friends of the truth. May we remain with you always. Amen. And now we pray Psalm 50. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. From Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. Devouring fires precedes him, is rages strongly around him. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth to judge his people. Gather my loyal ones to me, those who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaims his righteousness, for God himself is the judge. Listen, my people, I will speak, Israel. I will testify against you. God, your God, am I. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you. Your burnt offerings are always before me. I will not take a bullock from your home or he-goats from your folds. For every animal of the forest is mine, beasts by the thousands on my mountains. I know every bird in the heights. Whatever moves in the wild is mine. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for mine is the world and all that fills it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of he-goats? Offer praise as your sacrifice to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High. Then call on me on the day of distress. I will rescue you, and you shall honor me. But to the wicked, God says, why do you recite my commandments and profess my covenant with your mouths? You hate discipline. You cast my words behind you. If you see a thief, you run with him. With adulterer, you throw in your lot. You give your mouth free rein for evil. You yoke your tongue to deceit. You sit and speak against your brother, slandering your mother's son. When you do these things, should I be silent? Do you think that I am like you? I accuse you. I lay out the matter before your eyes. Now understand this, you who forgot God, lest I start ripping apart and there be no rescuer. Those who offer praise as a sacrifice honor me. I will let him whose way is steadfast look upon the salvation of God. Thank you again for joining me in praying day 4 of the Novena to Christ the King, as well as praying Psalm 50 for us to be strengthened as Christian witness in the face of attacks on our churches. Have a blessed day. God bless.